Public Access Podcast is a recording of the New Condo Committee General Meeting and is intended for residents of new condo buildings.
All right, am I coming in? Are we coming in here?
I can hear
you. All right,
you.
Well, yeah. We cannot. All right, yeah. All right, there you
can
are.
Can you turn your video on? I want to see you.
There we are. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the first podcast edition of the condo committee meetings. As you know, we have decided to switch all our meetings to podcast form in hopes of just kind of more people checking out the announcements of what's going on within the new condo community. I, of course, am Brendan, building management. You've probably seen me around the lobby avoiding eye contact. So we'll just be kind of making some announcements here about what's going on at new condos. We got some exciting developments and
just a quick question. Kevin here.
Okay.
Do you want us to
the floor is not fully open yet, but yes.
Oh, well, can I speak still?
Sorry, Kevin, can you turn your video on? I'd like to see you.
My video Sorry. Is on.
Okay.
Sorry, thank is you, this
I just want to I just want to be able to see everybody put a face to the name, you know. This
okay,
is Jeff
yeah,
Robertson.
Sorry. Is this Jeff? Yeah, hi. Do you live at this building or
I'm a frequent visitor, but
okay.
Yeah, I do just love the video aspect of the Zoom calls. It's one of my favorite things about the Zooms.
Not sure how you got the Zoom.
Can you see me now, Jeff?
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thanks.
But while you're here, if you could run tech for the meeting, that would be great. Even though you're not supposed to be here because you don't technically live here.
Yeah, I'll do.
And the meeting is officially not open for comments, but I will let Kevin say what he had to say.
Okay. Well, now I have a second thing. My second thing is that I would like to give Jeff voting power at this meeting. I think as someone who visits the building a lot, he deserves to have a say in what's going on here.
Thanks. Yeah, okay, it's wow. True. I do. I'm here like most of the time. And the only thing I don't do here is sleep.
Yeah. Wow. Actually, that is kind
sounds of sounds like a hard worker.
Honestly, that is kind of why we're having this meeting.
I don't I work.
Security has been quite slack around the building. A lot of tenants are complaining. In fact, security should be at this meeting, and I see that they are not.
Well, as you know, here. I'm just I am just like it here. I like the vibes. I do have a few complaints.
Yeah, it's an amazing condo building, beautiful finishings.
Mm-hmm. But I do have a few complaints. That's why I'm here. I'll wait to get to them. But I love the vibes here, you guys, and I love that everybody's videos are on and stuff like that. So I do just want to vibe check, and everything's
vibes are good.
Thanks for keeping me around,
Jeff.
Fuck is a vibe.
Not sure how you even got in this meeting, but we will be looking into that security breach.
Honestly,
I wanted to ask. Like, do you want us to?
The floor is closed.
Excuse me.
Okay, the floor is back open. Yes.
Is the floor open?
Well, no, but I'll allow it for now.
All right. Can you open the floor?
You know what? I'm
Do
just going to get
power?
To the first announcement. The first announcement.
Okay.
Which is that, like I said, we have moved to podcast form, and we will be hosting this on the Public Access podcast channel, which we're very excited about. And because of our new kind of partnership, we will be participating in the Public Access annual beef drive. So you might have noticed the beef bucket down in the lobby by the concierge office. That is for you to donate any excess beef, leftover beef you might have lying around.
Sorry, did you say donate?
Yeah, it's for donation.
I thought that was a buffet. I'm sorry.
I thought that was where you put your complaints, your beefs. I've been putting complaints.
We have been noticing a lot of beefs.
I also thought it was a buffet.
Yeah,
I'm not being heard.
I thought it was a complaints buffet where you got to eat a bunch of beef-soaked complaints.
I knew exactly what it was.
Okay, I have to address this please no one do any funny voices. This is a serious meeting.
I think you're being actually quite rude. This is
not trying to be funny.
This man's real voice.
Hey, can you turn your video on? Oh my god. Can you turn your video on?
Video's on.
Oh my god, it's Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
It's actual Yoda.
Sir,
Yoda.
I don't know if that's a Yoda filter you have going on, but this is not like, this is just kind of a business general meeting for the condo residents.
Not Yoda filter.
I'm starstruck right now. I've always been a big Yoda fan, you know.
And I think, Mr. Building Manager, sir, you're being, again, incredibly insensitive. This is just a Yoda. This is
well,
just a
you
Yoda.
Can, you can
you
address
don't have to make
all
a big
of this.
Deal about it.
Once the floor officially opens, I'd love to address any of these concerns. But for right now, I have to tell you that that is a beef bucket for orphans that the Public Access Podcast channel is collecting to feed hungry orphans around the world. So if you could please respect that and know that we are looking into curtains for the lobby because those big windows are kind of creating a greenhouse effect. And
beef curtains?
Spoiling a lot of that. Spoiling a lot of the meat. And please don't say beef curtains.
It's, I mean, you know, Jeff, it's funny. It was kind of just waiting ice, there Jeff. For me. The joke was just sort of hanging there. And I just.
They will be window curtains to protect the beef.
Beef protection okay. curtains.
So they're. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sort of like beef blinds.
They're beef blinds.
So I guess since Brendan has just stood up and left, I'll take over for the meeting right now.
That's a good idea, Jeff. I trust you. I like your energy.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted
Jeff.
To.
Who are you?
It's Jeff Robertson.
Who is
frequent visitor? I'm going to take over for the meeting now, Brendan. I do have a few. Things to put forward.
You know what? I just have a couple more announcements.
Wait, no. I think we should have a vote.
Maybe a talking stick format.
I think we should elect
maybe
a
talking stick format
this meeting.
Work.
And I honestly, Brendan, I don't think it should be
Yoda.
I think it should be Jeff.
Honestly, I hate that I'm saying this, Yoda, but that is a very wise thing that you've said. Maybe some sort of talking stick thing. Would be good. We will consider that for the next meeting.
Maybe one person holds a stick.
But for now, I gotta tell you that please don't wear pajamas in the lobby. We have been getting a lot of complaints. And usually I don't like tattletales around the building, but I have to agree that is a... I don't agree. I think you should not wear pajamas.
I know I keep talking.
I don't think that sounds like a pajama problem. It sounds like a snitch problem.
Yeah, I know I keep talking, keep speaking up, but I will say I don't own any other clothes other than pajamas. So, you know, check your privilege.
I'm not allowed to be in the lobby at night when I wear my pajamas. Is that what you're telling me?
I only own beige smock.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about that. They're like, what's up with this wrinkly dude who wears this, like, potato sack bathrobe around and he speaks in riddles.
I don't understand. I have this man. I think he brings up a very good point, which is when you could sleep in anything and that could be your pajamas. Personally, I sleep in chaps, leather chaps, breathing butt.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. All clothes are pajamas if you wear them at night.
You sound old.
Oldest
yeah,
fuck.
I have to ask
oldest
you.
Oldest fuck.
Please identify yourself. Please turn on your camera, Jeff. I don't know why you're not on this.
Hello.
I would love to see what your camera's got going. You got to move your hand.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
okay. There you are. Yeah. Hello? We see you now.
This is Chauncey O'Brien McKnight.
Okay.
Tenant. Hi, Chauncey.
1408.
Well, yes. We've seen you around.
That's a lot of leather you got on there.
Thank you. It's very comfortable for my boobs.
Nice.
Chauncey, I think you're hot.
Honestly, Chauncey,
Yoda, put it away.
Yoda, you got to calm down, man.
I will say the floor is officially open now for.
Okay, Yoda. Now you
for
can
complaints,
say
but I do have to say, Chauncey, I'm glad you're here because the first complaint actually does regard you. Many people are wondering if the elevator is haunted. And that is just because you keep hanging around the elevator.
I'm told this. And it's not my fault there's a condo here. I was just living here. And then they built a condo and I wouldn't move. And you guys come in and say, oh, look at you. You're haunting. I'm not haunting. I'm just hanging out in the elevator down, booing at people because they suck.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all. I think you're very attractive.
Yeah,
Oh, so when you say boo, it's not like a ghost thing. It's like you're just you're booing them as if they're like on stage, like a stand-up comedian or an actor.
I don't know what that is.
But you're better boo off.
Like you would the people.
Chauncey,
the
I have to say,
they would dance on the stage. They were back in when I was young.
The Rockettes.
You would go onto a. There would be a stage, and they would yell in a British accent. And everyone played the same character, and you would throw tomatoes and say boo if they weren't good.
Yeah. Chauncey, how old are you?
I'm a woman of a certain age.
Wow.
You know,
that a John Cassavetes.
We love that you're here. We love that you've kind of integrated with the new condo community. We know you were here kind of before we broke ground and even built this place. So you have been grandfathered in. And I do have to ask, if you're going to hang out by the elevator, you can ride it. You're free to ride it anytime to go to your own apartment. And please stop wearing shackles, because that is scaring a lot of the children wearing a kind of a Dickensian ghost shackles.
Okay,
what are you going to kink shame me now?
The elevator's not a chill space anymore. And you're a kink shamer?
The elevator is not a chill space. You have to just get on the elevator. We all know that most of them are broken half the time. So
you can't kink in the elevator.
I don't even want to. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to say no, though.
Okay. I do.
Well, Yoda, please elaborate.
Yoda, I'd love to actually kind of get to the bottom of your deal, too, because we have seen a lot of complaints wondering, why is this guy wearing Yoda? Like, dressed up like Yoda, what's his deal? Does he do like baby Yoda as well? What's going on with you? And
yeah, okay. Oh, thank you. thank you so much. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of questions.
Okay, I'm just so starstruck. We've
actually the beef bin is actually mostly filled with complaints about you rather than meat for orphans. So I would like to kind of. I'm glad you're here as well.
Yeah, though I don't want to. What I should say is, I can't do baby Yoda. No way. Only old Yoda.
Okay. And when you say do, does that mean that you're like.
Oh,
that you
sorry.
Are Yoda. So you're like.
Yodaism. Just had my first Yodaism.
Yeah.
One of the classic Yoda-isms. He's doing his thing. He's doing his
I have to here. Say, I've seen what you around thing? Dundas Square, kind of hanging in front of H&M, kind of. And then I see you kind of hanging out in the courtyard of this building, kind of doing the same thing.
Doing my same thing, yes.
Well, yeah, you can get your picture taken.
Doing my...
And you give him $20, and then you get a picture of you with Yoda.
My living statue stick that I do. But yeah. As Yoda, and I'm a Randolph student of the performing arts.
Whoa, you're a triple threat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance, act, and sing?
And sing, and
holy and shit, Yoda.
And sing.
I saw you
Well,
front
would you
of...
mind singing something for us?
Yes. Any song, really, Drake.
You know, this isn't really the forum for that kind of thing, but I will allow it for this meeting.
I will say, Yoda, I would love to hear you sing, but... you know, I've had some experience in the entertainment business, and I don't think you should give the milk away for free. That's all I'm saying. But go ahead. I would love to see it.
You know what? We all know Yoda has that smooth voice. We'd love to hear it.
We would love to put a tip jar maybe in the Zoom call or something just to give Yoda what he deserves.
Yeah, no, you should be getting money for this.
Well,
you should sing Yoda's theme song. You know it. Everyone knows it.
You should sing the Yoda theme song.
Yeah.
I know Yoda's theme song.
We all know Yoda's theme song.
We all know Yoda's theme song.
Yeah.
Do we even need to hear it?
Well, do you want me to count you in?
The swampy lands of Dagobah.
You are so attractive. I'm still so attracted to you. It's crazy that you know that. But I'm trying to take
now,
it.
Now, Chauncey,
like...
I actually have to ask you, are you also doing a Yoda thing? Kind of like a...
I think that's it. I think that.
Or
I think
are
that's
you just old
so...
as shit and have wrinkly green skin and three hairs?
This is the thing they don't know about being a human. Is if you live for too long, you go full Yoda.
Go full Yoda?
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I am too old.
Wow.
I made some deals when I was younger. I made some deals with some dudes. I made some deals.
I think I know what you're saying.
You keep saying that as if we should know what that means.
No, I know. I'd love to elaborate.
Deals with the devil?
I don't know what his name was. It seems like Damien, Darcy. I don't know. He had sharp teeth.
Darth Vader?
Darcy Vader. You know him? He's a vampire.
Yeah. I knew him when he was Anakin.
Anakin.
Me too.
Now listen to me. Listen to me there.
Original Yoda. If I could just ask you to please stop doing kind of the Six Flags old man cane dance with your cane during this meeting. We are trying to get some business.
That's what they teach at Randolph.
And that's how we have all seen you do it outside of Dundas Square, and it's very entertaining. But I would like to kind of get this meeting back on the rails, and I feel like you doing your Six Flags cane dance is
taking away from the meeting. Right. Is what you're saying?
My favorite.
Yeah,
thing
I feel like it. Even though this is a podcast and no one can see what we're talking about
in this meeting.
What can I say? I'm a Leo.
You don't have to tell us. We know. We know you're a Leo. You're just radiating Leo energy at us right now. It's the most obvious statement in the world.
Yep. I'm an attention
say it.
Whore.
Say it. Yes.
Yoda.
A detention whore.
Yoda, come on.
Sorry.
Yoda, my question is, how come I've seen you in front of Dundas Square. How come you haven't been making a web?
A web?
Our courtyard. A web. Yeah. The Yoda, the famous Yoda.
The Yoda web.
I have been wondering that too, actually. That was our next point. Why hasn't Yoda contributed his famous Yoda's web?
His classic green sticky web.
Well, if you must know.
We all remember from the movies. He coated the swamps of Dagobah.
Last week, I was doing my classic web. Sorry. I was doing my classic web performance when I got the shit kicked out of me.
By Toronto Spider-Man? I think I read about this.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were attacked by Toronto
Spider-Man? And Toronto Batman was there? And Toronto Peter Griffin was there?
I actually saw the Six Buzz video of the fight, and I saw Toronto Dundas Square Elmo. he gas pedaled you.
Dad, he gave me a new one.
That's horrible.
He grated my head against the concrete. Violence.
Yeah, he kept kind of mocking you, asking, "Is this enough cheese, sir?" As if he was at like a fancy Italian restaurant.
But the cheese was green.
If you wanted a little more,
yes.
And to say when
he pulled up my beige smock, revealing my bright green ass.
Not your
which
smock.
He turned to red.
Wow, he must have slapped it pretty hard. Like green to red.
Smacked it again.
He kicked the shit out of me.
I'm just trying to think.
Green and red are very different colors.
I heard that John Tory actually lit up the Toronto sign half green, half red in honor of your infamous ass kicking at Dundas Square.
That was really nice of John.
Yeah, they changed the colors in the CN Tower as well. Very beautiful.
That was true. Honestly, thank you, John, and thank you, Doug Ford. I think he's good.
And you were like, and everyone's like, John Tory, can't you do something about kind of the reckless violence among these like Dundas Square busker characters? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I know just the thing. I've got just the color for this. And he lit it up, and I have to say, it did help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. It really did.
I'm sure.
And we healed as a city after that. Mm-hmm.
Public Access Beef Drive is back. Each year, the Public Access podcast channel collects your beef donations to feed hungry orphans around the world. This year, the Beef Drive is bigger and better than ever. We've cleared the scum from the bottom of Langley's Gulch to set up the Public Access Beef Drive Barbecue Festival. With live music from Hard as Funk, come swim in our beef dip whirlpool, and be sure to see the Little Miss Corned Beef pageant, where we crown this year's corned beef queen. Plus, there's plenty of beef tastings and prizes for all. Free admission with any beef donation.
So I guess I just have to say some more announcements here. The Dracar Noir steam room is closed until further notice.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that, everybody.
What happened?
Jeff, if you have any ideas what happened, and you know that we spent a lot of condo fees in retrofitting the steam room to spray exclusively Dracar Noir cologne. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to have to raise condo fees again.
It was like the best place to hang out.
I didn't know what the dispenser was for. Everything looks like a urinal these days, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. So it's like it's partly not my fault because, you know, if you're your dispenser for the cologne looks like a urinal, you know, I'm going to take a shit in it. So don't blame me.
Yeah. When it says "Ode to Toilet" on it, that's not. That doesn't mean it's a urinal. That actually means it's a fancy cologne.
Oh, I thought it was oh, the toilet.
I thought that's what you were supposed to say when you saw it. And like I said, it just, the appearance of it, it was begging for my shit, as they say.
Well, Jeff, I'm glad we did get to the bottom of that. But I have to say, you are on thin ice, especially as someone who doesn't live at new condos. What the hell, man?
I know. I just kind of like it here. Like I said, vibe check.
vibe.
Yeah, and
what?
It's a thing. What's your name again? Cornelius?
No, Clancy O'Brien McKnight.
Clancy, right.
never forget that.
I won't forget now. I just because I don't live here doesn't mean I have complaints of my own. I've been finding teeth all over the place, for example. Stepping on teeth seem to be human teeth.
Chauncey, that's you?
We have noticed that. There have been a lot of teeth around the building.
I think,
Chauncey, did you say you had something to do with this?
Yeah, that's my bad, unfortunately, yeah.
I think you need to be more considerate because some people walk around the building barefoot. I don't have shoes. I don't have socks. And so when I step on a tooth, it actually does hurt quite a bit.
Now listen to me. I pay some rent, probably. I don't know. And listen to me. I collect my teeth and I scatter them around so I can grow little babies. I'm going to leave them in the ground so they can grow into a little baby human.
Well, that's actually kind of nice.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Cute, Jeff, actually. Unfortunately, since Chauncey was here before the building was even created and she has been grandfathered in, we do have to allow her to continue living as she was before we got here. So she must do the she's got to plant her teeth. Do I wish she would stop? Yes. Is there anything I could do? No.
I mean, honestly, it's all right by me. Now that I know why, it's not that big of a deal.
Cool. I have been curious as to why my feet have been talking to me. And I think it must be because your little teeth babies are growing in my feet. Feet are pregnant, as it were. Yeah.
Okay. That is not, that didn't happen.
No, it's true. No, it did happen. I'm a dad. Okay. You can call me dad.
You know what, Jeff?
That's how you were born.
I have a question for you. Was the birth more like a natural human birth, or was it more like an alien style, like they kind of explode out of you?
Well, it's more sort of like, yeah, because they haven't really left my feet. They're still in. It's almost like they're half pregnant. Like, I'm trying to think of...
Well, I can tell you're glowing.
A horror movie that
Kevin,
might...
I have to even ask why you're feet indulging are glowing. This didn't have... His feet are not pregnant.
Yes, they are.
Grow feet.
No. Why would Jeff lie to us?
I'm not fucking.
Yes, it's true. We have an ancient being who does live on the premises and does plant feet. But Jeff,
teeth.
I know you're a liar.
Well, Brendan, I know you're a gaslighter. Okay.
Well, That could be that there has been a lot of complaints in the beef bucket about that too, and I am doing the work.
All this teeth talk got me reminiscing.
Yeah, what about?
Yeah, about what?
Again, what? And if you could keep this to like a complaint about the building, or is this?
Well, obviously, you know, you'll bring this back to the complaint.
All this teeth talk got me in a mood.
Yeah, we can see that. We can see on screen that you're.
we can see you removing your beige robe to reveal beige lingerie.
No, I'm not horny. That's crazy.
Please, I have to say, can you please stop doing the Sharon Stone leg crossing thing with your robe, Yoda, on the Zoom? It is distracting, and we're getting a lot of complaints.
I will say, I have
there's an updraft in here. Methinks.
Yeah.
I can see. I'm
you could just tilt your camera a little bit.
Now he's standing
away.
Over a sewer grate.
Speaking of a big dress. Speaking of exposure, like skin exposure in the building, I do have a complaint. In the lobby, when I go to breastfeed my my feet teeth baby, I get a lot of looks from people. Yeah. And I'm honestly just sick and tired of it. Because
yeah, those
it's,
looks
it's 2021, everybody.
Sorry. What'd you just say?
When I go to breastfeed my feet teeth baby, so when I bring my foot to my breast, fully exposed, both my breasts.
Yeah.
My shirt's fully off, and also, as you can see, I have large, sumptuous, voluptuous breasts.
Yeah. You know,
honestly, Jeff, it is impressive that you can get your foot up to your breast. That is kind of cool. But I have to ask that you do that at. Maybe the lobby of your building, or
you see,
maybe you could.
They have concrete rules there. There is a reason I like to come to this building, because I've been kicked out of that building for breastfeeding the feet teeth baby too often, and this building a little more lax on the rules. So I am going to keep doing it here.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, Yoda.
Yoda.
Jeff. What you just said. Might be the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious.
Oh, so now
you're so distracted right now.
Now you're sort of sexualizing it, and that also kind of makes me uncomfortable, but also a tad horny, so I'm kind of conflicted about it.
Well, we all remember Yoda famously huge horn dog.
Yeah.
Or the cover Dagobah. I mean, his web entirely made of jizz.
Absolute hog. I I am. No, yeah. I am a hog.
You're a little hog.
I have to ask you to reel it in and please stop. And please tie your robe back up. I know this.
I'm sorry.
Or you
what we're talking about is getting
off.
Me going crazy.
Okay, so we should stop talking about stuff that gets him horny.
Oh, Kevin, do you have anything in mind? Are you here for any reason? Do you want to complain about shit?
I don't know if I've introduced myself properly. I'm Kevin Druzz. I sell drugs in the building.
Nice.
I've noticed there's a rule that you're not allowed to sell drugs in the building. And I think that shouldn't be a rule anymore.
Chunky!
Honestly?
What did you say?
Yeah, Yoda, I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that. I don't know if that's like a Yoda thing, a Star Wars kind of word, but please no more outbursts.
Oh, I don't think it's any kind of Star Wars word.
And Yoda, I will ask you to stop doing standing over that fan and doing the Marilyn Monroe with your robe. It is very distracting. If honestly, I'm gonna ask Jeff to maybe just turn your camera off. Because anyway, and Kevin, as to address your thing, I agree. That is, if I could change that rule, I would. But that's just one of those stupid rules that the police made us put in. So
okay, well, can we do something about that?
I will say I love the drugs. Honestly.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I'm doing good
work.
I've
been doing them.
We've had absolutely no complaints about your drugs. That's for sure.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Okay. And here was kind of the other thing that I wanted.
Hate them.
But what? If you could just Yoda? Maybe.
What did you chime in with?
Yeah.
Yoda doesn't like the drugs, apparently. Yeah.
This is the first time you've said something. Well, that's interesting
because, Yoda, you've been rubbing your gums for the last 45 minutes.
You're high as hell.
Like a
right
maniac.
Now. You're fucked out of your gourd.
So it seems like you like them. And again, when you rub your gums, I'm going to have to ask you to please do that away from your microphone because that is picking up a lot of feedback.
My bad. But
you want drugs?
I like nicotine.
You're a smoker?
Love the tobacco flower.
Yeah. We should put,
and if
we
you
should
could
put,
smoke on your balcony, smoking in your balcony or maybe on the sidewalk outside instead of, you know, in the elevator or the Jacquard Noir steam room.
And I was going to, I don't know if you heard me. I think you should put ashtrays in the elevator, but then you went with a completely different thing. Yeah. Smoking outside? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I think
that's what we'd like.
To smoke inside, and we should also allow to be smoke whatever we want inside.
Yeah.
And also there should be a club and there should be kids at the club and I should be able to sell them drugs too.
Okay. You know what I can do? You know what? That's, I can give you a smoking elevator. We'll designate one of the elevators to be a smoking elevator.
Or all three of them could be smoking elevators as well.
Yeah, all three of them could.
Because, I mean, that's what it basically already is. And I think you should put an ashtray in there because not just, you know, because, you know, I walk around barefoot and I have children on my feet and I don't want to be stepping on ash all the time. Okay. They've been complaining.
It's like an ambiance thing. It's like we feel like we're in Mad Men if there's ashtrays everywhere. You feel kind of cool.
Yeah.
It is cool and it is something to think about. But Jeff, I'd love it. I think a lot of your problems could just be solved with sneakers, quite frankly, or even a sandal, just anything other than this kind of barefoot lifestyle.
I don't like how you keep reaching into people's lives and trying to rip them apart.
Honestly, that was going to be my next complaint, is that Brendan is a bit of a micromanager, trying to
building
control
manager.
The lives. Yeah, exactly.
More like
when you guys bought into this condo,
he minimizes issues.
and he gaslights people.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's stupid. And you guys are dumb.
Hey, maybe all the smoke is coming from that gaslight you got burning.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm a single parent, okay? And you're telling me I have to wear shoes. Yeah, I can't.
Wait a second.
Breastfeed.
Can you claim child support from Chauncey?
Not my teeth, not my children, not my problem.
Oh, they're not your teeth?
Oh, whose teeth? You didn't say they were hers.
I guess we just thought you were old. The teeth were falling out of your mouth.
I haven't had teeth.
That is ageism.
All this teeth talk got me reminiscing.
Oh my god!
Nice.
I have to tell the story.
Yoda, please take your robe off.
Take your robe off.
Do not take your robe off to reveal your shirt that says as a picture of Baby Groot sucking off Baby Yoda that says more teeth. Please cover that robe up.
It's
disgusting that you even own that.
Okay. I realize I overstepped my bounds.
Did you get that from Threadless?
Spencer.
Yoda, I'd love You know, you have teased it quite a bit. I'd love to. At this point, it feels like we got to know what you've been reminiscing about just so we can get some sort of closure here.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, now you're clearing up. Okay.
No. Just all this teeth talk, it got me reminiscing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep saying that.
About a time where Toronto Spider-Man took his longboard and truck fucked me.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, I'm from a time where there's no such thing as trucks.
Yeah.
What is it to be truck fucked?
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard of that.
Now,
I know what it is, but I'd love to hear the description.
You take your longboard, has to be a longboard.
Of course.
And the trucks are what holds the wheels to the board. Mm-hmm. And he took those and hit me so hard. So hard.
Yoda.
My teeth came out.
Okay. Oh,
and that fucked you?
Was it was this perhaps no. in the sixth floor hallway where this happened?
We all saw the Six Buzz video.
Yeah, that's why they call it Six Buzz, because it happens on the sixth floor. Whether or not
you think those things are true. Yeah.
No, he just knows that he's going to have to pay child support to my feet teeth babies when I find out that I stepped on his teeth, and that's whose teeth impregnated my feet.
Oh, were the molars bright green?
Yeah, I did find that weird. And also, you're a grinder. You grind.
Especially weird since
you found my grinder?
No. No, I'm saying you need to wear a mouth guard, a night guard when you sleep, because you really
Yoda,
grind.
Those are
really
you looking for your grinder?
Yeah, I'm looking for my tobacco grinder.
Is that why you're here?
Because this is not the forum for that. I'd just like to say that.
If that was the reason I'm here, I don't think that'd be necessary for me to be in the meeting.
Originally, I was.
Yoda, I'd actually love to know. Do
I honestly
you
think you're a fucking dick?
What is the reason you're here? Do you actually live here, or are you? Seems to be an open Zoom invite on this thing.
I feel antagonized.
He is a resident of the building.
There's a lot of hard questions that a lot of people have for you, Yoda.
Listen, I'm going to step away for a second because it seems like somebody ordered pizza to the front, so I'm just going to go take it before they realize it's here.
Okay, that Jeff, and you don't have to come back because this is a meeting for, like I said, it is a meeting for tenants of this building.
Oh, I have to go in just a couple of minutes. I ordered a pizza, and I think it's going to be here pretty soon.
Okay, you didn't. Or I can see your front door. There's no one there.
Did you order a pizza?
Yeah.
What kind?
Yeah, let's. Let's just talk about that.
What kind of pizza does Yoda like?
You guys want to hear my order?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah, Yoda, let's hear your order.
Okay. Domino's.
Okay.
Oh, you're a classic, man.
Coupon.
Pretty classic so far.
Coupon. Go to the coupon link. Try that for half an hour. That never works.
The coupon link never works.
Build your own pizza. Regular dough.
So you're thinking about your order now, or like
you're customizing every level of the pizza?
Do I want to cheese it up? Yes.
Do you have to say that? Can't you just say extra cheese, or do they say cheese it up?
No, they ask you if you want to.
They make you cheese it up.
What'd I miss?
We're Yoda covering my order.
Yoda famously pensive. Famously hesitant Yoda. Web spinning, egg laying, horny, pensive Yoda. Classic Star Wars.
Beaten to shit.
Beat loves to get beat, gets harder with every slap.
Yoda, I'm starting to wonder if you're asking to get your ass beat, because I've seen you at Dundas Square just screaming at
berating passersby.
I mean I've seen you bent over at Dundas Square, ass out, already fading from red back to green. You're getting frustrated, it's pissing you off, handing people paddles as they walk by, just begging for it.
What's that word?
Sadism is what
it
is.
Sadism.
Like. Sadomasochism. Masochism.
Yeah, I ain't that. I just like to get that shit kicked out of me.
Yeah.
I have seen you in Dundas Square with your sign that says, paddle me, you will.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I really like your chains, Clancy.
You know, if you want to trade me a couple teeth, you can borrow them anytime you want. It's not technically borrowing. You'd be buying them off me with teeth. They don't have to be yours.
I'd pay full.
Hey guys, honestly, there's no new condo rule that residents can't hook up with each other, but I'm just asking for the community of the building. Please, Yoda and Clancy Chauncey, do not hook up with anyone. Or if you do, please keep it in your own apartment.
I don't know if I'm the only one seeing this, but I think Yoda and Chauncey got kind of a thing. And I think
I'm feeling something.
I know that's true.
I'm feeling it.
I felt that right away.
It was obvious from the beginning for me, to me. Obviously, I'm a little conflicted about it because, you know, that's the father of my children over there. Right. But, you know, I got to move on.
Yeah, I'll get a teeth turnity test. Bring it to court. I'll see that. You try figuring out how to spell my goddamn last name if you want to bring me to court.
We should go to Maury. We should talk to Maury about this.
Teeth Maury.
Oh, with giant tooth Maury. Well,
I think my feet teeth baby wants to get on mic.
Oh, he can talk to the skin?
We'd love to see that.
We'd love to hear him.
Yeah.
I'll get him. Hello.
Okay.
Hi. I'm not gonna have to ask that. Just hi, baby. Keith, baby.
Shut up.
Hello.
Are you a baby?
Holy shit.
Why, yes, I am. How nice of you to ask. That's so annoying.
Your voice.
Oh, my voice is annoying. Is that right?
I don't like this one.
Definitely. In this call, it's my voice that's the most annoying. Absolutely. Yes.
Does that not pierce anyone's ears?
Honestly.
No, I don't really find his voice grating or hard at all.
Yeah, I find I'm on Yoda's side here. I hate this guy.
What the hell?
You're not a baby. Okay.
I do have some complaints about the carpets.
You suck.
Jeff, your camera is still on. There's no teeth, baby. We see that it's you doing like a.
It's speaking. Speaking through my mouth. You don't know. That's what babies do.
Okay.
Really, Jeff, I'm disappointed.
That's what babies do, you fucking idiots. All right.
Wait.
They speak through the.
Well, is there no teeth, baby?
There
we'll
is.
Have to look into
have
that.
You been lying to me,
no.
Jeff?
No. I'm not making this shit. Why would I make this shit up?
You look an awful lot like a liar, Jeff.
Yeah. I think, Jeff, you know what I think? I think you're making up this whole teeth baby thing, hoping that this will kind of give you some sort of refuge. Maybe we'll feel bad for you as a single parent. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll give you a spare room. And
claim asylum.
We all see through it. This is a tight-knit community here at New Condos, and we're just going to have to take a vote if we want you to live in one of the empty units that are currently owned by an offshore leasing company.
Wow. Well, I want to say
my vote, of course, is no.
Before I cast my vote, you voted no. I just, Jeff, when you first came to this building and you first got those foot babies and you were breastfeeding them in the lobby, you're shitting in the sauna with all the perfume in it
and pissing.
I thought you were a cool guy
and coming. Actually, I actually did also come.
Did you bleed at all?
Yeah, maintenance did say that there was a lot of slime buildup in the steam room.
I didn't bleed, but I did spit and cry.
Yeah,
and I sneezed.
And you definitely busted.
Yeah, that's what I did the most, actually. That's what made up most of the matter in there, yeah.
See, that's the guy that I thought, it's cool that he comes to the building, but with all this lying about the teeth babies and all this, I'm voting no. I want you out of here.
I would like to go backwards on the lying about the teeth baby thing. It's so classic for a bunch of men to sit here and be discounting a single parent like this and telling him what they believe is wrong, and this is just classic men in the legal.
You're system. Not a single parent.
To me, you looked like you're Jeff? In the lobby. It looked like you're popping zits on your feet and screaming every time, like a baby.
But what about the
spoken
milk?
Like a true drug addict?
What about the milk pouring out of my tits? How do you describe that? What do you like?
Yeah, I would describe it as you picking an open wound sexy. On your chest, and it's leaking pus. Oh. That's how I would describe it, because that's kind of how the ambulance described it when they had to be called on the scene.
Mm-hmm. I did. That's what I was holding like. To that you had grown big, luscious breasts and you were still producing milk, but you were lying about your children.
It is
those
weird.
Those are not breasts. Those are cysts that
you
are
won't
filled
know
with
exactly
pus.
What went on, even though I was telling you not to look at me because it was a private time for me.
We could see that you were in a lot of pain, and you kept saying it was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, screaming, don't look at me. This is my private
moment. Yeah, no, it seemed incredibly painful in retrospect.
It was not beautiful. You were draining a cyst. You weren't breastfeeding a tooth foot baby. Okay, this man.
Oh my God.
I don't know what his deal is.
Don't say that.
Yoda, are you the only Yoda, one on my side? Oh my right God. Now?
That makes me go crazy.
Yoda, you are. You're like that. One scene in Crank where Jason Statham right
go
now,
on
where Jason Statham what has scene? A boner through his hospital gown. You are that's happening right now with your Yoda robe, and I please angle your Yoda camera down.
Appears to be so horny that his skin is wet on his face.
My bad.
I'm oh my God. He's using the power of the Force to dissolve his own robe. It's turning into nothing.
And you know what, Yoda? Now that we're kind of talking about this, we have talked about it. I know that this kind of Toronto Yoda is your job. You don't have to do that all the time. You don't have to be like this all the time.
Hard disagree.
You could just
you're saying
be...
I could turn it off?
This is classic Brendan right now.
I would hope so.
Brendan, you are a buzzkill.
Yeah, Brendan.
Yeah, we love Brendan,
we
Yoda.
Have like a like the one thing we I'm all agree saying, upon is that how cool Yoda is, and you're trying to fucking steal that away from us.
I admit it is cool when he grabs his lightsaber and he starts doing the Six Flags guy dance in the lobby. That is cool.
It's and very cool.
Crowd pleaser.
It's cool when we get the camera crew from Six Buzz in the lobby because Toronto Yoda has once again been curb stomped by Toronto's minion.
It's great for publicity for the building.
That's great.
Each time they do
the
something
building.
More violent than the last.
I love getting interviewed.
I'm addicted
by
to fame.
I love getting interviewed by the reporters about what I witnessed, and they never put me on TV because of how horribly ugly I am. So they say.
And annoying.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let's not forget annoying.
Yeah. But I always make them interview me whether the camera's on or not. I grab them by the collar and say, interview me. I want to be on TV, you know? Mm-hmm. I appreciate
ask you specific questions.
Ironically, Jeff, I have seen you on Six Buzz as your video of strangling reporter.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it was honestly, that was, I felt that was like my 15 minutes of fame for a second, you know? That like, remember I said how I had experience in show business? That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, well, I guess that's pretty much it for this. All the announcements that we had to say regarding the life.
I think we covered a lot of ground.
I think we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I think we did too.
We will be taking a vote next month on whether or not we will repair the Drakkar-Nar steam room or if we will be. Refitting the library with handgunner magazines. Those are the two things that we'll be discussing next month.
I mean, hey, listen to me. Listen to me. For rent relief, I'll just go down there to Drakkar-Nar little basement, sexy basement. I'll take some of my own Drakkar-Nar little spritzies, and I'll just spritz it on anybody who wants to go in.
Oh.
They gotta be full.
That's an instant repair.
That's actually a brilliant idea. We could all vote on that, I guess, if we'd all like to save the money instead of fixing the Drakkar-Nar steam room.
Can I still
we just want Chauncey there with a lot of bottles, kind of like those guys at the mall giving out perfume samples.
Can I still use the dispenser for what I've been using it for, though?
Yeah, can he still use it for what he's been using it for?
That will,
no,
that
you
will...
cannot shit and piss in anywhere in the steam room, please.
What about cum, spit, sweat, and cry?
You can do them into you one of the empty bottles.
Okay.
You can sweat, and I suppose there's nothing against crying.
What about blood and phlegm?
I do think you're a bit of a bitch if you do, but...
Sorry, what was that?
Blood and
nothing.
Phlegm.
You thought I was a bit of a what?
Blood you know what? And this... phlegm.
No blood, no
all
phlegm.
All this blood and phlegm talk got me reminiscing.
What's it got you on, Yoda?
Yoda, we have time for one more reminiscence from you. And please don't say it reminds you of the time that you got.
No.
Got an atomic wedgie.
Don't censor him.
Let's. Please don't reminisce about the time that Toronto's Thanos gave you an atomic wedgie outside of the poop cafe. Okay, because we all saw it on Six Buzz.
Well, okay. Because that's exactly the angle I was going. Toronto Thanos. Grab the back of my head.
Wow.
Found the hardest concrete he could find in front of the Toronto Poop Cafe. And found it. Pounded it so hard. So if you don't want me to say that, I won't.
Is that the time that the Toronto Red Power Ranger also was involved?
Oh, yeah. The Toronto Red Power Ranger grabbed my legs. Toronto Thanos grabbed my arm. And threw me in a garbage can in Graffiti Alley.
That was cool. That was actually kind of cool because Rick Mercer was in the middle of filming one of his rants.
Yeah, he had to riff on.
Yeah, he was in the background of a rant. I remember that. You kind of took the spotlight away from him when he was ranting about teens hanging out outside. I guess that brings us to the end of this meeting. Any last kind of things you want to say before I officially close the floor for suggestions?
To finish what I was saying earlier, I think you're a bad guy. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, Brendan, you're a real piece of shit.
Okay.
I've done nothing but lost respect for you throughout this meeting. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that was possible before I started this meeting.
Well, it does seem to happen every single meeting. And for that, I will work on it.
Maybe you could end on how you feel about us.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly,
what did we learn today, Brendan? Tell us what we learned.
Tell us some sort of thematic thing or like a moral.
I think that there is honestly a gas leak happening in this building that we will look into because everyone is. And this is kind of just a complaint in the whole neighborhood. Everyone's like, what? Why is your building so weird? Why is everyone there weird and annoying? So I think that's got to be something with the gas leak.
I guess it's just we're just an island of misfit toys.
Yeah, a gas leak or a gas light, Brendan.
Huh? Ah. As I said, you built a support beam. You built a support beam straight through my husband. So you came here first. I was here. Whoa. Your one is weird to me. Mm-hmm. One day you'll all be dead and I'll still be here.
Fancy you bearing the lead.
We know that that was a load-bearing husband. We can't remove it. We will work on the gas leak for next time. But I have to say I love you all.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's nice.
I'd like to respond to that by saying, good for you.
I'm not sure how to handle that. Just pure love thrown at me.
Uh-huh. No one's actually ever said that to me, so I am a bit excited. But at the same time...
I believe that.
Yeah, whoa. We all believe that, Jeff.
What the fuck? And I...
Yoda coming in right at the end of the meeting. Hot and hard.
Hot and hard.
Anyway, this has been a very productive meeting of the condo committee. Just a reminder, donate to the public access beef drive, and we will be installing a beef mailbox, which is not for meat. That is for if anyone has a beef with anyone in the building, you can submit it to the beef mailbox. And if you have leftover beef for orphans, submit it in the beef bin.
What happens if you put the beef in the beef mailbox?
I'll take care of it.
It just kind of leaks that red juice everywhere, and then like the mail person's like, "What the hell?"
That's got you met reminiscing, Yoda. Those red juices.
Don't tell me that red beef juice
has got
triggered
you
another memory for you.
Take a stroll down memory lane to take us
out. I don't know if we have time.
Yeah, we definitely do not have time to hear about how
Toronto. But oh boy, it's funny.
This better not lead to another story how someone in a dirty Pikachu costume slammed your nose up against a brick wall.
We could reminisce about that time that Toronto Popeye punched you in the nards.
Yeah.
Whispering
into
my ears.
He downed an entire can of spinach, which took a lot longer than the cartoon. Took like 12 minutes for him to eat this can of cold spinach.
First, he had to find it, which honestly,
what a sight.
Which
can't find that honestly, stuff in a grocery store.
It didn't even seem like he liked it either. Like it was just part of what he had to do, and he was kind of forcing it down.
But
it was
a lot
satisfying when he punched you in the stomach.
Gave me the time to mentally prepare before I got absolutely ragdolled. Thrown around.
No, it did seem like he was doing the task with regret.
Yeah.
Are we good? We homies. You... Vibe check.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that. Vibe check.
All right.
Vibe.
Well, with that final vibe check, I will have to say that this brings the meeting to an official close. Thank you, guys.
For listening to Condo Committee, a special presentation for new condo residents in association with the Public Access Podcast Channel and the Sonar Network. If you are a resident of new condos, please follow at Public Access Pod on Instagram for more info on the next new Condo Committee General Meeting. Special thanks to Everardo Ramirez, Meg McKay, Joel Edmiston, Amar Singh and Jack Hirschfield. Music by Graham Stewart.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.